I did enjoy it. You know, I've enjoyed the whole week. It's been great. It's been nice having my mum and dad and Sam here to enjoy it with me. And he's going to think I win tournaments by five all the time now. And it's the first time he's been to a tournament without his mum and the two of us on our own. So I think he's had a really good time. So have I.
Well, I heard you say on that packed final green there that he's your lucky charm this week.
Yeah, it would look like it now, wouldn't it? So I might have to bring him to a few more tournaments.
You did seem to smile your whole way round that final round, even when those parts were shaving the cup and everything.
Yeah, you know, I missed quite a lot of chances the first 10 holes, and but it's just one of those things, you know, sometimes they don't go in. I had quite a lot of good putts that I just misread, so, you know, it's you just have to be patient, especially when you're trying to win a tournament. You know, you can get frustrated, and sometimes you don't need to do as much as you often think.
It was a three-stroke lead at the start of play. It's ended up a very handsome five-stroke win. But I guess it wasn't easy, was it? Because there were challenges, came close.
Yeah, then it never is easy to win a tournament, even if you've won by five. It never is quite that easy. You have to plot your way around and be patient. And when people come at you, you have to try and, you know, kick away. And I did that on 12 when people came at me with an eagle. And did it again on 15, and I just played solidly all day. It was experienced stuff out there.
Well, 12 was the critical moment as far as observers were concerned. I know from your perspective as well, but that was one that you just surged clear then, didn't you? And others seemed to fall away. I know Ross bounced back.
Yeah, it gave me a bit of a comfort zone, and then Ross went double bogey-bogey after that. He made three birdies on 15, 16, 17, but I birded 15 as well. So, you know, I always felt like I felt pretty comfortable. Once you get on that 17th with a five-shot lead, you can breathe a sigh of relief.
Silly question, I know, but can you compare this to your first victory? Because that was Scandinavian Masters in 96.
Well, I'm a lot lighter. I've got a few
and you
less...
hit the ball a lot further, says Ross Fisher.
I hit the ball further. I've got a few less chins. No, you can't really compare it. I'm a different person now to what I was 16 years ago. So, but it's just as special, if not more special.
Well, you used the word affinity the other day, and you do seem to have that with Sweden somehow.
Yeah, I've always played well in Sweden. You know, as well as the three wins, you know, I finished second at Barsebäck as well. So I always seem to come here and play well. It must be the food or something.
And there's something good about this year, because you've started better than you ever did.
Yeah.
You've already won in Indonesia. You won this as well.
Yeah.
Bodes well.
No, I'm playing well. I've done most of the year, and, you know, I work hard at my game, and it's nice to get rewards.
Couldn't be better going to Olympic, could it?
Not really. You know, I've always had a habit of winning the week before a major championship, and it gives you a lot of confidence. Just, you know, play it low-key now for the next few days, get used to Olympic when I get there, and find out as much as I can about the golf course, and tee off on Thursday with a lot of confidence.
Well, tell me the machinations from now. You've presumably got a very early flight to make sure you get out to California.
Yeah, I'm flying tomorrow morning at 11:45 to San Francisco, so...